Joanne Novelli, Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E, Novelli, N-O-V-E-L-L-I. Date of birth is 11-13-1954. This is for date of service 10-4-2022. Mrs. Novelli is a 67-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her type 1 diabetes management as well as a multinodular goiter. The patient also has a history of chronic kidney disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, GERD, hiatal hernia, UTIs, anxiety, depression, arthritis, vitamin D deficiency, and hepatitis, as well as obesity. The patient reports symptoms of fatigue. She also states that she had a colonoscopy. She wears the Dexcom sensor, and we downloaded this, and the results showed an average blood glucose of 210 milligrams per deciliter. She mostly has postprandial hyperglycemia, and overnight her blood sugars stabilize and are generally below 180. She is currently on Lantus, 32 units in the morning, 28 units in the evening, and Humalog, about 6 units with meals. She has diabetic shoes. For her multinodular goiter, she had a thyroid ultrasound done in August of 2022, indicating a dominant nodule on the right measuring 0.6 by 0.3 by 0.4 centimeters, and a dominant nodule on the left measuring 0.5 by 0.4 by 0.4 centimeters. She denies any compressive symptoms at the thyroid. Her TSH is 3.59, free T4 is 1.2. Plan number one for her type 1 diabetes, at this point my recommendation is to increase her postprandial coverage based on continuous glucose monitor output. Therefore, we will recommend Humalog 12 units with each meal and Lantus 32 units in the morning and 28 units each evening. Next summer, the patient's hemoglobin A1C was 7.4%. Previous was 8.2%. We downloaded her Dexcom continuous glucose monitor, and her average blood glucose was 210 milligrams per deciliter. Notably, her hyperglycemia is happening postprandially. Next number, for her multinodular goiter, she had a thyroid ultrasound done in August of 2022, indicating a small subcentimeter dominant nodule on the right, measuring 0.6 by 0.3 by 0.4 centimeters, and a small dominant nodule on the left, measuring 0.5 by 0.4 by 0.4 centimeters. At this point, the recommendation is to monitor this alone and recheck a thyroid ultrasound in 1 year in August of 2023. Next number, the patient states that she's pending a bone mineral density scan. Next number, the patient states that she's pending an eye exam as well. Next number, the patient checks her blood glucose at least 4 times per day and makes frequent dose adjustments to her insulin therapy based on blood glucose monitoring. She injects insulin 4 to 5 times per day. We will apply, actually erase that sentence as far as like we will apply, just erase that. Okay, next number, the patient gets a mammogram every 2 years. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.